Hi, everyone. Alex Smith here with your 360 update presented by Sports Authority. While the Eagles have watched the film and they are ready to turn the page on Sunday's defeat to the Dallas Cowboys and look ahead to next Sunday's matchup with the New York Jets, today we heard from Eagles defensive coordinator Bill Davis about the challenges that the Eagles secondary will face in playing a talented receiver like Brandon Marshall.
You have to mix it so you have the proper matchup. Your zones have to give a little bit more attention to his side. Your mans have to give a little bit more body help of two guys on him instead of one. They do a great job of moving him around a little bit. He's a big run-after-catch guy, more than you think. I mean, he's such a big, strong guy. He muscles up, makes a catch, and then he's a tough tackle. He is absolutely their primary weapon in this offense in the passing game.
We also heard from Eagles offensive coordinator Pat Shurmur as he spoke about the challenges that the Eagles offensive line will face in dealing with the Jets' front seven.
They're a pretty sturdy group. I think you saw that last night. But they're very good pass rushers. They're big, sturdy guys, and they're sort of one gap players, but they're thick, so they can almost appear almost two gap at times. So it's going to be a challenge for us.
Inside the Eagles locker room, we caught up with Brent Celek and Jordan Matthews, who know that the Eagles offense can turn things around as long as everyone commits to doing their job.
Because at the end of the day, everyone knows what their job is. You know, and you watch the film, it's one guy here, one guy there, every single time. So it's just, you know, we got to stop thinking as much, just start playing football.
It's all internal. If we go out there and do what we're supposed to do, I honestly believe we're always going to come out on the winning side. But at the same time, as we have to make sure we do the things on our side of the ball, you know, and on our side of the field that are going to help us win games and not worry about the rest of things.
An injury update here from the NovaCare Complex. Linebacker Kiko Alonso is most likely not going to play this Sunday, according to defensive coordinator Bill Davis. Meanwhile, inside linebacker Michael Kendricks is day-to-day as he deals with a hamstring injury. Defensive lineman Sed Thornton broke his hand during Sunday's game against the Cowboys, and we caught up with Thornton today, who spoke about exactly when that injury occurred.
A lot of emotion, a lot of adrenaline going on in the game, so I don't even remember. But I know it was early on in the game. When in halftime, I started to feel it a little bit, and then that's when I really felt the effect in the third quarter. So probably looked kind of bad in the third and fourth quarter, but we'll get it together, though.
Tomorrow we will once again hear from head coach Chip Kelly along with Sam Bradford and DeMarco Murray. And to get all the latest news on the Eagles, including the signing of quarterback Thad Lewis, be sure to keep it right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.